was called a gathering of healers, 50 members of the Veterans Administration who met in Custer, South Dakota, to learn about Native traditions and history to better help Native American veterans. Yankton Sioux tribal member Faith Spotted Eagle told them that when Native combat vets come home, they experience the same post-traumatic stress disorder as other soldiers, but a history of racism and discrimination makes it worse.
A lot of Indian people, Native people, Aboriginal people have stacked grief and trauma. And so when the vets went off to war, the last layer may have been the war, but underneath that are layers of other traumas, like the boarding school syndrome, the racism. So if you just deal only with the war, you're not cognizant of all the other hurts and losses that have been encountered in our culture.
Faith Spotted Eagle says because of this, many Native soldiers who go into battle suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, before they even enter the combat zone.
What they actually have is, of course, PTSD, and trauma leads to drama. There's much drama in Indian country with much of the anger and the lateral violence that comes out as a result of the hurt. And when people teach anger management, it's not appropriate because we don't even go to anger, we go straight to rage.
Unlike many non-Native combat veterans, American Indians have almost always been welcomed home by their communities as heroes, even after the unpopular war in Vietnam. Still, they carry the horrors of their combat experiences with them, and as Faith Spotted Eagle explained, that can affect the way they deal with others, including health care providers.
The most important thing to recognize is that when the rage comes up, it really has nothing to do with them personally. It has everything to do with us and what we've experienced.
And just that all ceremonies start with medicine people honoring the Morning Star, because the Morning
Lakota Star. George Amiot is a former Marine who served two combat tours in Vietnam. He uses information about Native cultures, from the medicine wheel to the traditional belief in the circle of life, to help health practitioners understand more about the Native combat veterans they may encounter. Ultimately, Mr. Amiot says, his goal is to teach people to understand what someone with post-traumatic stress disorder is experiencing by first looking at themselves.
We all have it in one way or another. If you've ever experienced a traumatic event in your life, you know, you've got PTSD, a negative emotion that might scare you. And you wonder where it's coming from. You don't know why. You know, I'm feeling this way, but I don't know why. That's what it is. It's unresolved fear.
Confronting her own history of trauma during the four-day conference helped Mary Ramirez understand more about the Native culture.
It has made me more aware and more passionate that we need to be aware of what our patients are feeling. They are veterans. They are different.
Lakota George Price fought in Vietnam and now works for the Veterans Administration. He says attending the conference helped him learn as much about his own PTSD as how to help other Native vets who suffer with it.
Even though you might feel that you're the only one ever put in a particular situation, that many thousands of people share your experiences, and that the more that you can try to share this and talk about it, that the better off you're going to be.
The healthcare providers received instruction in everything from the warrior concept of not showing pain to traditional etiquette, such as showing respect by not looking directly at someone you're speaking to. But according to George Amiot, there's one lesson that everyone needs to learn in dealing with returning veterans, regardless of their race.
Respect them. That's basically it. Respect them. Be there for them. Love them. I know how they feel, and it's not a good feeling. It's a horrible experience. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. A lot of the worrying about surviving, worrying about going home as a casualty, you know, what's my parents thinking about? I mean, all that, you know, it just kind of consumes you. And then you got to remain in the present, worrying about who's shooting at you. Is that a civilian? Ugh. Being a warrior is a tough job.
After the four-day workshop, the participants were welcomed into the Morning Star Healing Society, strengthening the traditional support network for 21st century warriors. I'm Jim Kent at the Gathering of the Healers in Custer, South Dakota.